with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're about to dive into your tailgate and break this thing down and give you some ideas, tips, and techniques to make your next weekend's tailgate, Michigan, Michigan State, Barbecue Bob and I are going full on in that one. I am Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Well, it's apparent that we have too much stuff to talk about in an hour, so we need to bump this up to a two-hour show. Let's talk to the network.
All right.
Let's go real quickly through, as long as we're doing drinks for the tailgate, let's talk about the perfect Bloody Mary. And Jop and I were trained to make the perfect Bloody Mary at the Elbow Room in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yes, sir.
By this really cool bartender who has a great track record for Saturday morning Bloody Marys, because after the show, we'd always run over there. So here's it
in
a nutshell. Here's in a nutshell. It's tomato juice, and use your own proportions on this because he won't let us measure it. Worcestershire, dill pickle sauce, horseradish, celery salt, lime, and vodka. And that's really your basic. Now, if you're in Canada, you're going to use Clamato instead of tomato juice. But
what do the Canadians know about clams?
They've got a lot of them, and they call it something other than a Bloody Mary. They got a different name for it up there. But so that is the perfect Bloody. So you know, kind of fill a glass, fill your shaker up with some tomato juice, throw in about a tablespoon of Worcestershire. 2 tablespoons of pickle juice from a dill pickle jar, or they actually sell the stuff you can squeeze in, which is weird. And then a scoop, maybe a teaspoon of horseradish, a couple shakes of celery salt, squeeze a couple limes in there, and then, of course, a decent vodka. It doesn't have to be fancy vodka, because after you put the hot sauce in, and I recommend 100% Payne Cayenne.
See, that's too hot for me.
Well, for men, 100% Payne.
Good one.
The cayenne version of it, if you've got a couple of hanging.
I'll hang with the skirts
what you
then, all right?
Yeah.
Me and the baritones. Franks are just fine.
For the baritones, we're going to have a stout.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So, crazy things for the grill. I know you've got some things you want to cover, so let's just take care of your vegetarian stuff and get it over with.
Well, you know what? I'm a carnivore. I'm self-professed, always will be, but we are our sponsor for the upcoming tailgate at Michigan, Michigan State specifically asked me this year.
He said,
look, I've got some VIPs that are coming that don't eat meat.
And they've been there every year, and we do a lousy job at satisfying those beautiful women.
That's right.
That's not in our track record.
So I said, we're going to up our game. We're going to up our game this year. So I'm not going to talk so much about recipe, but I'm going to talk about technique. And basically what you've got is you've got some cheeses out there that are – that won't melt until they get to super high temperature, and they work really good on the grill. The halloumi, which is a Greek cheese, is one of those that works really well. And then you've got your vegetables, your squashes, and you've got...
funny. It's right on the show plan.
Yeah, right, exactly. And you've got some squashes out there. I'm staying away from tofu because tofu is a soybean product that is largely flavorless unless you marinate the heck out of it.
Well, and soybeans have eyes, so
right. Yeah. They
don't like things with eyes.
But, you know, the thing is that I want to talk about with the vegetarian is that we need to use a different set of tongs.
Time out. Did you hear what he just said? He's staying away from tofu. Did you catch that?
I was there for that show.
I know you were.
Right. But I am staying away from it because it's largely flavorless unless you marinate the heck out of it. But what I'm talking about is if we want to do this right and we don't want to cross-contaminate our tongs and our grills with meat, because there are some people that if they see us flipping a burger with a set of tongs and then turning their vegetable skewer with the same tongs, they don't feel like we're cooking vegetarian. So we're going to make an effort this time.
It's a courtesy thing.
To separate the things, because
we're making the grills
at the end
happy.
Of the day, it's important to them. I want them to have just as good a time at the tailgate as we do. So, you know,
Well, that's a new thing.
Right. But just be practical about it is all I'm saying. Is think about, be courteous to all of your guests, and it'll come off.
But in all seriousness, let's go back to the tofu.
Okay.
We used to razz you about it because a show you and I and Chaz did years ago with Michael Gray.
Right.
You you were new to the show, I think, and you were going to be really cool and tricky and say, you can grill tofu too. And the studio exploded. You never lived over, outlived it. But a couple years ago, we were at an event, and those guys were from India, remember? And they were grilling tofu, and they asked
that
us
was down at,
we wanted to try it. And we're like, I don't know. You know, I actually tried one of those things he did. I don't know what he put on it, but it was crazy.
But I guarantee it was good. Marinated for over a day.
Oh, it was. I'm sure it was.
You got to get some flavor in that stuff.
Well, in my experience, if you're going to use tofu, my best experience is use it like a mushroom.
That's exactly what I think.
Sponge.
That's exactly what I think. Because a mushroom, if you don't do something with a mushroom, don't even grill it. It's just,
right. You need to use it as a flavor carrier. Put something to it, and then you're going to have something wonderful.
Maybe soak it in some
back
porter.
Back to the grilling, guys. Let's talk about grilling protein.
No, I want to talk about tofu.
Yeah, exactly. We're done with that.
It's almost tofu season, and the guys are getting their muzzle loaders ready. No, so let's talk about some other things. So you all done with your vegan thing here?
I am. My point is be courteous, know who your guests are, and set yourself up so that you're not cross-contaminating your grill surface with your equipment, because
that's a good idea.
That makes a difference.
You're always very courteous, Jop.
Another point on it is that, you know, vegetables are cheap. It's a very easy way to throw in that courtesy, but also keep the cost of what you're outlaying for sometimes a bunch of mooches that are coming over to your tailgate. You know, it breaks it up a little bit. It gives a little variety. It's going to make mama happy that we're eating our vegetables.
Yep. And there's so many good ones. Now we are just sampling a little Tennessee Mule. What do you think of that? Got a little Jack Daniels and some Zing beer.
As far as I know, that Zing-a-breen. Mule's got a little kick. Zing-a-breen. Is all I can tell you.
It's like a Tennessee Mule.
I do. I like it.
I do too.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I went to that Jack Daniels distillery a few times. Yeah. Actually,
been there, done that.
Yeah. If they lift up the vat and you take a whiff out of that thing, she'll burn the hair right off your nostrils.
There you go.
So, some cool things you can throw on the grill. Mussels. Now, I love mussels. Do you like mussels?
I do. They're not my favorite.
No?
But if they're cooked properly, I can eat them.
I think if you're on the East Coast, what do you think, Chaz? Do you like mussels?
East Coast, they're great. I love them because traditionally I think of them in an Italian dish, but I have had them on the grill or in the coals.
The cool thing about them and snails and clams is they want to open up when you throw them on the grill. And I think, if nothing else, part of tailgating is showing off.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well, I think of them as a little steamer pot in themselves.
Yeah.
And they kind of steam the protein, and then they open up, and they're done.
So you throw them on.
Right.
So you
throw them on there. It's like a little timer on each one of them, right? When they pop open, they're done.
It's like our shrimps when they turn color.
Right.
And escargot has a similar taste effect, you know, texture and all that.
God,
but
I struggle with that one, Bob.
I love
snails
escargot.
On a grill, man.
I'll grill them for you.
Yeah.
We're going to marinate them in some beer.
So here's the key for mussel, scallops, squid, snails, clams, any of that stuff that makes people a little squeamish. The key is to have a nice little accoutrement to go with it, okay?
Which is what?
Something to put on it.
A dip.
Now here's one, and you're just gonna take a little bitty spoon, you know those little funny spoons, and they use them for Grey Poupon, I think. I left mine in my rolls, but it's
I got a squirt bottle.
Mashed garlic, melted butter. Stop it. Salt, lemon, finely chopped parsley, and a pinch of cayenne. That's garlic, butter, salt, lemon, parsley, cayenne. That's just a nice little blend, something you're going to saute a little bit, and you're going to have just a little cup that they can put a little dab on their mussels or snails or any of that stuff. It gives it a little heat and some good aromatic profile. Butter's always good.
Bob, in tailgating style, I'd put it in a squeeze bottle. Just so they can get a little squirt on there.
That's not a bad idea at all.
Then you won't lose your
fancy
little
spoon. Keep it nice
and running.
Keep it nice and running.
But my point is something with a big, robust flavor. These mussels, scallops, the things that you mentioned, all have a pretty mild flavor. They have a flavor of their own, but it's pretty mild. So you don't want too much of it because you don't want to camouflage it. You just want to accent it.
No, you're trying to add to the profile.
Right.
So here's another one. chopped bacon with lemon, red pepper, and a bit of olive oil. So that makes a little bit of a chutney. The other one is garlic, onion, a little bit of beer, and you just saute it down a little bit, garlic and onion with some beer. So those are
soften it up, put it in a squeeze bottle. If it doesn't come out, take your pocket knife, cut that little nozzle a little wider.
Yeah, right.
That's for your muscles.
Chunks will come out. Coming up next, it's all going to be about the food on a stick. With us, we'll be back. A big cold jug of sweet tea. I make a little room and she climbs on up. I open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her.